Hey ladies, this is Christiana Neitz from She's Got Her Own Network. Today, we are going to discuss why using multiple business entities may help your business, okay? So this is something that you should consider. So if you, you know, are on the fence about structuring your business, maybe you're in the hustle stage right now, you want to structure your business. You don't know if it should be an LLC or a corporation or whatever the case may be, but we're here to go over how multiple business entity strategies work, all right? So one of the most popular ways to protect businesses from potential legal liability is to use multiple business incorporations. Now, this typically entails a business putting assets in different LLCs or corporations. Now, the biggest benefit to business owners is that if you have a big mess, if something happens like this pandemic, you know, how COVID hit, in one or part of your business, it won't affect or won't have a major impact on all of your assets at once, all right? It may definitely affect that business, but it's not going to impact your whole entire portfolio, all right? All right, so this is how multiple business entity strategies work. A multiple business entity strategy typically includes two different type of entities. The first is the operating company, and the second is the holding company. Now, the operating company has access to and typically possession of the assets, but doesn't have ownership of them. Okay, it doesn't have ownership. But the holding company owns the assets, but does nothing else. It's just that. It's the holding company which owns the assets, but it does nothing else. It's not operating like the operating company, all right? This is beneficial because if the operating company takes a legal liability hit during the course of their operation, it is very difficult for anyone to get access to the assets that the holding company owns. You see what I'm saying? So you've protected yourself because it's like, oh, something happened. Operation didn't go right. Somebody trying to sue. Somebody trying to take us down. You know, if you had all your eggs in one basket, definitely it's easier for them to take you down. Now that you have it divided to where it's under the ownership of a holding company, they're going to go after your operations. They can't go after your holding, okay? So the business can continue to operate after surviving a lawsuit since the assets are protected because the operating company takes all the risk, not the holding company. I hope I have not lost you guys, all right? So the holding company structure, excuse me. Number one, you have to speak with an attorney, okay? I am not a financial advisor. I am far from an attorney, but I'm just giving you guys the deets. So speak to an attorney familiar with holding company structures and your personal situation, okay? And this really goes for people that have assets. And when I say assets, things that you own, guys, okay? If you own it, you're not paying on it, you're not renting it, you own it, you have a deed, a certification, a document that states that you own it, and this asset can be, you know, broken down into some type of cash or money or monetary means or whatever gain, then yes, that is an asset that you should have under your portfolio listed. So number one, you want to speak to an attorney that's familiar with holding company structures and your personal needs. Number two, you want to create the holding company, i.e. corporation or LLC. Consider multiple entities, all right? One to hold the property or the assets, all right? And the other to hold the equipment or, you know, what, it just depends on what industry you're actually in, all right? Number three, you're going to create and fund that operating company. So your business bank account, you know, all of that, make sure that that company has an account and that it's funded. It doesn't have to be a lot of money. It just has to be some money in there. And number four, put assets in the holding company, i.e. real estate, intellectual property, equipment, anything that can be broken down, sold for cash or monetary gain, all right? Number five, you want to arrange to provide assets to the operating company, all right? So that is basically like a lease, you know, stuff like that, rent, et cetera. So you arrange to provide assets to the operating company. So those assets that you're holding in your holding company, you're going to arrange to provide those assets as needed to the operating company, okay? I hope I'm not losing anybody here. Now, next, number six, You want to maintain proper compliance for each entity, proper documentation, leases, agreements, NDAs, all of that stuff. You want to make sure that you maintain that and that you are in compliance. And that's where your attorney is going to come in to help you and guide you with that, as well as she's got her own network. You know, we're here to give assistance, but again, we are not financial advisors and we are not attorneys. So you will need that if you're going to move into the direction of structuring a holding company and operation company and moving forward. You know, another thing is, I know a lot of people come to me and say, you know, I am a serial entrepreneur and I have all of these things going on and I just don't know how to put it all under one umbrella. Well, that's what you can do. You create your umbrella. So create your entity, your LLC or your corporation, whatever you choose to structure. And then you put everything else under, like, as a DBA. All right. So you got your umbrella, your holding house. I mean, your home, okay? And then you have your holding house. So you got your operational house, you got your holding house, and then you have your DBAs that's underneath. That's your conglomerate. That's your empire. When you hear people talking about empires, that's your empire, all right? So the first thing you need to do is to create the holding company, figure out, you know, if that's something that you want to do. If you do have assets, I strongly advise you do this before really getting into business and diving into business, all right? People are scandalous out there. So you want to protect yourself, your business, your babies, all right? This can be an LLC or a corporation, but not an S corporation, which is not able to own or be owned by any other entities. Always remember that an S corporation cannot be owned by other entities. Now, depending on your personal situation, it will determine if you're going to do an LLC or a corporation, okay? Now, after consulting with your attorney or your accountant, no, I'm not going to say or, and your accountant, you should create a fund for your holding company. So you should have some money that you're going to put into your holding company. We recommend using an industry expert to get your business, you know, incorporated. We can definitely help you and guide you in that direction and give you resources on that. Now, once the holding company is created, then that company should create and fund the operating company as needed, all right? So it's the holding and then it's the operating. This way, the operating company is directly owned by the holding company. All right, you catch that? So you do the operating company first under an LLC or a corporation, and then you create the holding. No, the holding. I'm sorry, mom is back here, you know, because I get confused sometimes, right? So you do the holding, and then you do the operating, because the holding is going to hold the operating business, all right? Because that's an asset. It brings in money. Now, with the holding company funding the operating company, there won't be any personal guarantees or any debt, you know, that's required. This is a huge benefit to owners looking to create and fund businesses without wanting to take on personal debt. Okay, so I hope I really didn't confuse anybody in that. All right, so definitely we're going to give you more information on this topic, but just to start it off so you can start doing your own due diligence, you know, things like that, start opening up that conversation maybe with your family, discussing, you know, the different ways that you can structure your business. It's not just about creating an LLC or establishing a corporation. Great, I'm proud of you if you've done that, but there's several different ways of structuring your entity and your empire, okay? The LLC and the corporation, those are just the starter points, all right? Those are accessories to the major outcome. So sit back, figure out, does my company need a holding company? I say yes, especially if you have any sort of assets. If you have things that you do not want taken away from you, if somebody was to sue you or whatever the case may be, you better create that holding company. If you need help, you can reach out to us. We are here to be of service. That's why we wanted to bring this to the forefront to, you know, put this at your forefront. So get, you know, bring your attention to this so that you know that it's out there, that option is there. You can have, and I'm definitely doing it for my companies, and my family is already in the works. And that's, you know, me. I always want to bring you guys the information, especially if I'm doing it myself. So if you have any questions, you have any concerns, we are definitely here to be of service. Thank you so much for being part of She's Got Her Own Network. And until next time, talk to you later. Bye.